Get ready for trial dictation. 10 seconds. Get ready. Mr. Chairman, sir, I am grateful to the honorable members of this House for giving unanimous support to this bill. At the outset, I would like to say that this bill has been brought in as a result of the persistent demand from the members of both houses. I am not saying this for the first time. As a matter of fact, when this proposal came up for consideration before me some time back, I noted that it might be quickly done as there was a demand from both the houses in this regard. With regard to the various provisions in the bill, an honorable member wanted a distinction to be made between those who were running this game and those who were participating in it. Get ready for main dictation. Code number of the question paper 553. 553. 15 seconds. Ten seconds. Get ready. Start. Participating in the general discussion on the budget in the Lok Sabha, a member said, "Madam Speaker, I am very grateful to you for giving me this opportunity to speak on the general budget. This budget reveals the seriousness of the new government to improve the macroeconomic situation of the country. A clear fiscal roadmap to contain the fiscal deficit has been provided in the budget. We are aware that the prices of all essential commodities have gone up very much in recent times. The economic condition of the country was causing anxiety. There is therefore an urgent need to give relief to the common man, especially the middle class and the poor. In this budget, the finance minister has provided modest taxation relief on personal income tax by raising the exemption limit to ₹2,50,000. It is a welcome measure, and for this announcement, I would like to thank the Honorable Finance Minister. In view of this, a very large number of persons will be benefited. The increase in Section 80C limit to ₹1,50,000 is also a welcome measure to enhance savings. I welcome the assurance of the Finance Minister that he will be more than fair to the states in addressing their concerns regarding the implementation of Goods and Services Act. An accommodative and constructive approach from the central government could pave the way in enacting the necessary legislation on Goods and Services Tax. It has been mentioned in the budget that the policy of the Union government is to promote foreign direct investment selectively in sectors where it helps the larger interest of the Indian economy. The proposals relating to permitting foreign direct investment need to be approached with caution. We welcome the program to establish 100 smart cities in India while thanking the Government of India for including the development of Ponneri as a smart city, Tamil Nadu, with the highest urbanization rate amongst large states, should naturally be the location for a large number of planned smart cities. Then it may be seen that there is a mention about housing for all. It has been stated that the government is committed to endeavor to have housing for all. In this connection, I would like to bring to the notice of the government that those people who are not having houses are not being provided houses, but those who are having houses are getting houses. Therefore, it should be ensured that there is proper distribution and that those who do not have houses get them. Madam, I shall now deal with the problem of unemployment in the country. Unemployment is an evil in our country. It is causing great difficulty to our countrymen. In this regard, a mention has been made in the budget that a program called Skill India is proposed to be launched. I hope this will create a sense of confidence in the minds of the people. If they are engaged in productive work, there is no doubt that our country will be richer. All the states will be able to take advantage of the initiative to promote both employment and entrepreneurship through this mission. The other way to solve this problem is to increase the industrial activity. I would suggest that the government should raise a capital with which we shall be able to start more industries all over the country, and I am confident that it will solve the unemployment problem and the unemployed youth can be turned into an asset on society. With this, I conclude my speech. Thank you. Five seconds, get ready. 1. Indira Gandhi Center for Atomic Research, Kalpakkam, invites sealed tenders from registered contractors for supply, installation, testing, and commissioning of air conditioning and ventilation system of lab facilities at Kalpakkam. Estimate cost of the work rupees 60 lakhs. Earnest money deposit rupees 6 lakhs. Time for completion 10 months. Tender documents can be obtained from the office of the centre from 1st January 2021 to 15th January on payment of rupees 500. Tenders will be received up to 3 p.m. on 20th January 2021 and opened at 4 p.m. on the same day in the presence of the tenderers or their authorized representatives. The centre reserves the right to accept or reject any tender without assigning any reason. Draft a tender notice. 2. Applications are invited from Indian citizens for selection to the post of Finance Director in Gas Authority of India Limited. Minimum age 40 years. The applicant should be a chartered accountant or cost accountant or a full-time MBA with good academic record from a recognized university. The applicant must have at least 5 years of experience at a senior level in the area of corporate accounts in an organization of repute. Pay scale rupees 50,000 plus grade pay rupees 5,000. Interested candidates can send applications along with attested copies of the certificates on or before 18th February 2021 to the Secretary, Public Enterprises Selection Board, Gandhi Road, New Delhi. Draft an advertisement to be issued by the Secretary, Public Enterprises Selection Board. 3. A 30-year-old man along with his wife and two daughters were on their way to home in a bike around 8 p.m. on Sunday was hit by a truck near Mamandur, Madurandagam. He and his elder daughter came under its wheels and died on the spot. His wife and younger daughter fell on the side of the road and suffered minor injuries. The Mamandur Traffic Investigation Police registered a case and arrested the driver of the truck for rash driving and negligence. The bodies of the victims were sent to the nearby government hospital for postmortem. The injured were rushed to the nearby hospital for first aid. Further investigations are going on. Draft an eyewitness account. 4. Draft a letter to the editor, Times of India, Chennai, on the following lines. On 7th December, the ground floor of your house was flooded with water due to heavy rain and you were not able to come out of your house. Immediately, you have sent a WhatsApp message to the commissioner requesting him to drain out the water from your house. On the same day, the people from Corporation of Chennai came to your house and cleared the water in the ground floor. Offer your appreciation to Commissioner of Corporation and their personnel and request them to keep up this kind of gesture at all times in future for the benefit of the general public.